Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
There's both depth to acquire, you know, you're looking to acquire depth, you're going to have injuries in the second half, and you have to be able to address those, but also, you know, looking to kind of raise our replacement level and raise our talent level, and that's really the challenge. I think acquiring guys that provide depth, I know we can do that. I think this question of can we provide to find guys that I think are better than our current alternatives, and that's how you actually get better as a team, and you know that's a little bit more difficult.
That is Jed Hoyer trying to figure out what exactly the Cubs are going to do between now and the July 31st trade deadline. We're going to try to figure out if we can workshop some deals that make sense for the Cubs as they get ready for their playoff push. It's Raheemy and Harris. Russell Dorsey in for Layla. She's not working right now, but she is working today. She'll be on later on tonight because she's part of the broadcast as the Sky take on the Minnesota Lynx at Wintrust Arena. She'll be on the call alongside Kyla Mills, Alyssa Bergamini for the game coverage beginning at 6:45 on the Score in the Odyssey app.
I wanted to tell Robbie real quick because my dad texted me to remind me. Robbie, I forgot a huge part when we were talking about the meters because we were just talking about the parking. Mayor Daley, the bad GM, as we've talked about.
Bad GM.
This is going to make it even worse for you. I forgot 3 years prior to that, he sold the rights to the Skyway for $1.83 billion, and that deal was for 99 years, that lease.
Yeah, not my problem. So, I won't be here in 99 years.
Not a great GM, Richard M. Daley.
This is why I'm against the privatization of things that the public needs.
Mayor Daley wasn't. That was actually the first time in the country that a city privatized the city, what do you call it, assets or whatever.
Would he have paid Patrick Williams? Probably.
Oh, wow.
For 99 years.
Yeah, for 99 whole years.
What would he do with that Giddy deal, though, Robbie?
No.
The real question is, who do you want the Cubs to pay starting pitching-wise to come in here for the rest of the season, and what are you willing to pay in prospects to get said player? So we're each going to take a player that we think the Cubs should target. I have kind of two, but that's only because a team recently declared themselves as sellers. That would be the Arizona Diamondbacks, which we thought would hold on and try to maybe possibly even be buyers at the deadline. But it looks like they're waving the white flag, Russell.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, my original answer to this question was going to be Seth Lugo.
Okay.
Who's been outstanding over his last seven starts and has really just had a good year, period. Seth Lugo, of course, pitching for the Kansas City Royals, who are only 4.5 games out of a playoff spot, but it doesn't look like they're going anywhere. Meanwhile, when you talk about what's going on with Merrill Kelly, you look at a guy who's got playoff experience and a 2.9 WAR, a guy who might be the target that makes the most sense for them. And for this, I would say this. Give up two prospects, maybe a third depending on the level of the secondary prospects, but don't give up Owen Casey in either of those deals. Is that something that could be done, you think? You think the Cubs could give up not Owen Casey and get one of those two guys?
I'm not giving up Owen Casey for a rental. Like that. That has to be what your bar is. And I imagine that's what Jed Hoyer's bar is. Like, if you're gonna give up your number one prospect in your system, the number 44 prospect in Major League Baseball, according to MLB Pipeline. I need to get back Sandy Alcantara. That has to be, and or somebody of that caliber.
Somebody with team
and
control.
And as we've talked about, that guy's not necessarily available. So I'm not going to be willing to move my top prospect for a guy that's going to be a potential free agent in 3 months. I can't do that. And so I like Seth Lugo a lot. I like Merrill Kelly as a guy that you can plug into a rotation that has postseason experience. I like Zach Gallen for that same thing because I think, similar to Sandy, he has that number one starter upside because we've seen him do it before. My question to you, Marshall, is the type of starting pitcher that you need, like, do you want a guy that misses bats? Do you not care about that? Because I would tell you, of a lot of the starters that we are talking about here are not guys that are going to strike out 9, 10, 11, 12. You're talking about guys that are going to strike out 6, 7, maybe 8, and keep the ball out of the air.
Well, that's why I like Lugo specifically, mm-hmm. because he's not swing and miss centric, if you will. But Lugo, at least, is going to have you beating the ball into the ground.
Yeah.
And last time I checked, the Cubs have an elite defense, if not the best defense in Major League Baseball. Straight up.
And that's one of the reasons that I ask, because it's just like, for the roster that you have, having the ball on the ground seems like a priority where Dansby, Nico, Michael Bush can do their thing. And you have a good enough outfielder in PCA and Ian Happ and Kyle Tucker where it's like you're not worried about anything in the air either. So you can go either way. But based off of what's available and is currently on the trade market, a guy that puts the ball on the ground often is probably what you're going to likely have.
And that's why Lugo's my number one like guy as it stood coming into the Diamondbacks. If it's Gallen, if it's Kelly, we can have a conversation about that. But Lugo's pitched better than both those guys this season.
Right.
And I got to go with what's hot. Now, we heard Jed Hoyer last week talk about sometimes you have to, I don't know if gamble is the right word, but you have to understand what a player is capable of and make the deal even if they're not having their best moments in that time. Like, say you haven't had the best season or the best July even leading up to the trade deadline, but you're banking on the overall resume kicking in, especially change of scenery. One, you're now on a contender. Mm-hmm. And also, the playoffs are just different, and some players are built for the playoffs.
There is some risk, and you have to decide as an executive where you have this team that has to make it to the postseason one, and you expect to be a true contender, not just a wild card round out, right? Like, we're playing in the NLDS. You're playing in the NLCS with an opportunity to go to the World Series. Like, you got to be able to say, what am I willing to gamble here? Do I trust my pitching infrastructure enough to get the best out of this guy? And if you're convicted about it and you think player X is what we need and we can get him on track so that we have our best possible team, you got to do that.
So who's your guy? If you're the Cubs president of baseball operations that you're targeting.
If your point is to win the World Series.
Yes, that's the only point.
Or getting to the World Series, right?
Yes.
It has to be Sandy Alcantara.
Okay.
And if I'm getting Sandy Alcantara, I'm trading Owen Casey.
Okay. No, I think that's understood.
You know
what
I mean? Like, I think it's easy to say, oh, Sandy, because he's the best starter potentially available. Yes. But also, though it's World Series or bust, if that is your standard here, you have to be able to say that's what we're willing to do, right? Like, you have to be able to say, hey, yeah, we're trading our best prospect in our system because we're getting back a guy who just a couple of years ago was the best pitcher on planet Earth and has club control. And that's a guy that we can plug into the front of our rotation. And as you mentioned, gamble because he hasn't quite been himself yet, but it's trending upward. And with Tommy Hotovy and the Cubs pitching lab can get the best out of him. And with the offense that you have, you say, okay, there are no teams in the National League that are better than us.
This goes back to our first segment as we continue to discuss the possibilities for a trade for the Cubs, specifically at starting pitcher. And what would you target? What would you be willing to give up? Russell talks about Sandy Alcantara, if this is World Series or bust. I'm talking about strengthening the rotation, Seth Lugo being the number one option, with Merrill Kelly now in the discussion as a guy who has playoff experience. And Russell, I think the big thing, as I said, going back to that first segment where we talked about this, is understanding that Matthew Boyd and Shota Imanaga, in no particular order, could very well still be your number one and number two starter, even if they got the two guys I was talking about.
Yeah.
Whereas Sandy Alcantara seems like he would slot in, if not number one, then number two, depending on if you can get him back to looking like Sandy Alcantara.
Well, yeah, I think Seth Lugo is, over the last 2 years, has been a number one, 1A, 2 type of guy, right? Like, that's a guy that's going to take the ball in a game two minimum for you.
Is he game one on this Cubs rotation? Where would you slot him in as it looks right now?
I think him and Shota Imanaga are like the same tier of pitcher.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I look at Seth Lugo and I say, that's a really damn good starting pitcher. And I say the same thing about Shota Imanaga, where I'm like, it's a really damn good pitcher.
Well, here's the thing, Russell. If Craig Counsell's willingness to juggle the lineup and make it as advantageous as possible, depending on who's on the mound against him, continues to go the way we saw it this past weekend, I think I'm okay with Seth Lugo being the guy that comes in alongside Imanaga, alongside Matthew Boyd, and you can figure out the fourth starter down the road. You might trade for one. You might be somebody that you already have.
Or you bullpen it.
Or
a lot of teams last time like I checked, to do in the team that won the World Series.
Bullpenning it can work for you.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, that's a different discussion, because that's why my biggest issue when you talk about flaws are swing and miss starter, top of the rotation starter, third base, and being able to attack elite left-handed starting pitching, because that's what you're going to see in the playoffs. Those are the three things. Craig Counsell in-house might be able to address the left-handed starter thing with his approach of Nico Hoerner at the top, moving other parts around to be advantageous. That's the way I'm looking at this.
No, I hear you. And I think in today's day and age of baseball, teams are looking at, all right, what is the matchup that we're likely going to have that will probably determine, you know, what we do as far as games one or two, or where things fall, where guys fall in your rotation. Texter Sexy, I want to answer back real quick. Why would you trade your number one prospect for somebody that you could hopefully get back into form? Because this is not just a guy who's been bad. It's a guy coming off of a major elbow surgery and is in his first full season back, and you understand that it's going to take some time, but it's a guy that's been trending upward and 24 months ago was the best pitcher in the world. Not just the dude. He was the best pitcher in Major League Baseball. He comes with team club control. And you also see a guy that can lead your rotation. Like, this isn't just some dude. So that's why you would trade the number one prospect in your system. And if the goal is to win the World Series, the goal is to win the World Series. Like, sometimes you're going to have to do some things where you say, all right, we're really trusting that we can get the best out of this guy. Because there could be somebody that you trade for and acquire that is really good right now, and they get to your team and it doesn't go so well. Like, we've seen that a lot in Major League Baseball.
And Alcantara, again, his contract runs through 2027, where there's a club option to punch. So you're going to have him at 2025. The contract price this year is $17.3 million. Same price next year, $17.3 million. And then the club option is for $21 million in 2027.
In today's day in baseball money for starting pitching?
You'll take that.
An absolute steal.
An absolute steal. As long as you can get him back to Sandy Alcantara levels. If you get him and he's not pitching at Shota Imanaga levels or even Matthew Boyd this season levels, then that's tough.
I think because of the money, sure, I get what you're saying. There's some brothers that are 37, 38 years old making $45 million a pop.
Hi, Jacob DeGrom.
Now, he's performing, but he's also going to be 38 years old next year. And that's a lot to pay for a guy who not only has injury concern, but is 38 years old. And at some point, Father Time is undefeated.
Father Time is undefeated, but can you hold him off? That's the question. Can you hold him off? So that's a conversation we'll continue to have. We've already stalked Seth Lugo. We'll continue our stalking tomorrow when Layla's back. The other question I wanted to ask you is about All-Star break evaluations. Mm-hmm. Give me your top five individual seasons to this point. Who are your top five guys? I'll go first.
Okay.
Give you time to. So, number one on my list, it's Shota Imanaga.
Oh, is this Cubs based?
No, this is just in baseball. Top five individual seasons.
Shota Imanaga in baseball.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Did I say Shota Imanaga? I meant Shohei Ohtani.
Okay, yeah. Shohei. Got it.
Shohei Ohtani. Clearly, I was still talking about Cubs baseball mind.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Shohei Ohtani. And apparently, he's going to continue to pitch and pitch more innings, and that's scary. So, Shohei Ohtani's at the top of my list. Number two on my list would be Cal Raleigh.
Yeah.
Number three on my list would be Aaron Judge. Number four on my list would be Pete Carl Armstrong. Oh, yeah, I see that smile. Why is that?
I'm listening to you.
And number five on my list would be Paul Skeens.
Okay.
That's my list. And I thought really hard about the Skeens versus Tarek Skubal versus a number of other pitchers, really. But the thing with Skeens is he's in such a bad situation.
Yeah.
And they don't even let him pitch like they should let him pitch because they're like, we don't want him to get hurt. I'm like, if this was a playoff contender, he'd pitch 7-8 innings because he's capable of doing that. But he's dealing with all that crap in Pittsburgh and still has the lowest ERA in baseball. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's been terrific. I'm going to go all hitters here.
Okay.
Number five for me is Jacob Wilson.
Okay.
From the Sacramento A's.
I can see that.
Rookie season, named starting shortstop out of camp, hitting .332, one of the leaders in hits. Like, he's been great.
A machine.
He's going to run away with AL Rookie of the Year this year. Number four for me is a young man that I've been really high on since he debuted, James Wood. He's turned himself into a top 10 player in baseball. Like, that dude is an absolute stud.
One of the returns for the Juan Soto
deal. If they get their manager or GM situation right, like, that's a sleeping giant that they have there in DC. Number three for me, I'm with you on Ohtani because I think we take for granted what he does.
We kind of do, which is crazy, right?
And I think people don't appreciate the greatness because it's the Dodgers and they're the villain. And so it's like, it's the Dodgers. But, like, that dude is blowing smoke past people, and that's going to be a problem really, really soon for, like, seven innings.
Yeah, because they're going to stretch him out, and it's like, what?
And like I mentioned earlier, he's not even really hitting like that right now. Number two is Cal Raleigh. What he's doing right now as an everyday catcher catching at a, not gold glove, platinum glove winner level. He was a platinum glove winner last year. 38 homers, the second most homers a player's ever had before the All-Star break. It is phenomenal, and I love watching that dude because it is damage, and he gets on base at a really high clip. And number one for me is Aaron Judge. I think this is the same thing with Judge as Ohtani. Like, I don't think people really appreciate how good that dude is. Just hit his 350th home run of his career over the weekend.
Fastest to do it.
That dude is going to get to 600 home runs and maybe many more than that. Like, he's hitting 355 with just three home runs fewer than Cal Raleigh. Has a 1.195 OPS. I know he was hitting over 400 for a long time, and he's come back into the 350s. But to say at the All-Star break, middle of July, you're hitting 350 with 35 homers, still on pace for over, well over 50, and hitting over 350, like, it's ridiculous. And he's been playing a great right field as well.
Let's be honest. It's Bonds-esque.
Yes.
If you live through the Barry Bonds era of ridiculousness, like, go to his baseball reference page if you don't know and see exactly how good this guy was. Some news in here is we have a National League starting lineup. Shohei Ohtani's going to lead off. Ronald Acuna playing left field and batting second. Ketel Marte will bat third and play second base. Freddie Freeman will bat first and bat cleanup. Manny Machado at third base batting fifth. Will Smith will catch and bat sixth. Then we have Kyle Tucker batting seventh and playing right field. Francisco Lindor will bat eighth and play shortstop. Pete Carl Armstrong all the way down the nine hole.
Yes.
You think Cubs fans should be?
No. They should just be happy that he's the starting center fielder for the National League.
I'm just asking. So Pete Armstrong will be back where he was at the start of the season in the bottom third of the lineup. But this is on the biggest stage. It's the Midsummer Classic. Those are your all-star starters. When we come back, we gave you the good. We gave you the bad.
I forgot we had this. Yeah, we didn't do the ugly.
But we're about to do the ugly of Ryan Poehl's tenure because from a merit standpoint, you can make a strong case that Ryan Poehl did not deserve an extension while still saying, hey, Ben Johnson rubber stamped it. This is the guy he's comfortable with. You've got to tie those two timelines together, and that's why both the head coach and the GM are now extended through 2029. But that doesn't mean Ryan Poehl took the easy road to get here. We'll tell you what's gone the wrongest, if you will, under Ryan Poehl for the Bears when we come back with more Raheemy and Harris, Russell Dorsey in for Layla here on 670 The Score, the Odyssey app, and the iHeartRadio app as well.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
They have one timeout left.
This is like the light box. You could have gotten numbers, but just didn't.
You better hurry.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is disaster in the making here. You're going to have to do something when it comes down to this play. Incomplete, and the game is over. Completely botched at the end by the Bears.
Yeah, that didn't go well. Thanksgiving Day.
That was a horrible day.
With everybody sitting at home, you know, food's not quite ready. We're all watching the same game.
It looked like they were going to get boat raced in that game.
And they came back. They had the audacity to come back.
The audacity to come back. Like, I was watching that game, and I'm like, well, I can worry about food now. Like, and then they get the opportunity to get back in that game. Caleb gets them back in that game.
You think of Caleb magic.
Yeah, and Caleb was doing the magic stuff. The thing where you're like, oh, there's the special. And then the one person that needs to understand, be aware of timeouts that they had.
That they had.
And the clock. And that's why he is unemployed. As a head coach, he does have a job.
I didn't see an issue with any of that.
Okay. Robbie talking about his Detroit Lions holding off
the Bears. How'd it work out for y'all, Robbie?
On Thanksgiving Day. And now Ben Johnson is the head coach of the Chicago Bears.
That is the best part about that whole situation, though.
Is that it got Ben Johnson?
Yes. If they win that game, there is a chance you don't have Ben Johnson.
I think Matty Eberflus is still getting fired.
Probably
end of season firing. Maybe not. Maybe just
I saw them talk themselves into keeping Flus before after a couple late wins that didn't matter.
And that's why we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly with the Bears and Ryan Poles, the general manager who just got extended through 2029, his contract now ending at the same time as the head coach Matt Eberflus. And we talked about the good and the bad earlier with Russell Dorsey, who's in for Layla today. But let's continue the conversation with the ugly. Now, some of the stuff you said was bad, I say is ugly.
Okay.
Okay, and tell me what you think is ugly. What is ugly in your eyes, Russell Dorsey, when you look at Ryan Poles' tenure as general manager?
Things that were unnecessary. And yes, there might be some overlap where it's like, oh, this is bad, but like glaring. Where it's just like things that make you say, woof, this happened.
What's got you saying woof?
Shane Waldron as the offensive coordinator of the Chicago Bears.
You know what made that bad? It made it bad that Shane Waldron got hired as offensive coordinator because they walked us through their process of hiring and how involved Ryan Poles was in the hiring process. And that's what they came up with. And they were proud of their hire. But that's also another reason why Matt Eberflus should have not returned as the head coach, because we had people telling us that he was not the guy. And what I mean by that is that you heard clips leading up to from guys like, I don't know, Jackson Smith and Jigba on Shane Waldron. This is back Super Bowl Radio Row in 2024.
Bears fans are super interested about the offensive coordinator coming in, Shane Waldron. What can you tell them about who they just hired to try to get this offense where it needs to go?
This is live?
Yeah. We're not live. We're not live.
I'm playing. good luck to y'all. I mean, he's a great person, great offensive coordinator. I was very lucky to have him my first year. Learned a lot from him. I think him and Justin will mesh well, and adding more guys around him, I think it would be great. So we'll see.
Do you have any advice that you give to Justin in that situation, considering that you know the coach that's coming in?
Oh yeah, I mean he's gonna love Justin. So really, just Justin, be yourself and go make plays for real. That's it.
Fair enough.
Did that sound like a man who was convinced?
A couple of things with that Jackson Smith and Jigba sound. JSN had his best season of his career so far after Shane Waldron left Seattle. That's number one. Number two, shout out to Adam Hogue and Carm for asking about what then was new Bears OC Shane Waldron. When somebody asks you a question like that and you say, hey, man, he's a good dude, that tells you everything you need to know about what Jackson Smith and Jigba thought of Shane Waldron as a coordinator. That offseason, they interviewed Cliff Kingsbury, Clint Kubiak, Liam Cohen, now a head coach with the Jacksonville Jaguars, Greg Roman, Zach Robinson. They interviewed like actual dudes, and they said, nah, that dude.
I mean, that dude was on a successful coaching staff for a time in Seattle. When you talk about the revitalization of Geno Smith, like that's what was sold to us.
They weren't like if you looked at the numbers, they were never like
dominant.
No, at no point were they dominant.
And Cliff had the benefit of being Caleb's OC in college.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, none of it made sense. So that's why that falls under ugly for me. The other two, I can just pair them together. We had Robert Mays on earlier in the 11 o'clock hour, and he talked about the Chase Claypool trade and then short tenure. That was a ugly situation because at the time you're like, okay, they did need to get Justin weapons because they didn't have any. And you thought big body receiver, 4.4 speed, can go up and get it. But then you're like, it ended ugly in Pittsburgh. And then he got to Chicago and there were some injuries in there. And then issues. Some of the behavior.
Yes.
And then you're like, this went bad really fast. And like, to their credit, they cut bait and it was a sunk cost and they said, please leave. But the fact that they gave up real draft assets to get Chase Claypool and then it ended so bad, not great. And then I think the handling of the Roquan Smith situation falls under ugly for me.
Yeah,
because it didn't need to happen that way.
What we don't need to do is trail off with the Roquan Smith, like at the end, like, oh yeah, and also Roquan Smith. No, Roquan Smith is a big part of the reason why I'm like, Ryan Poles, I have questions for you.
All pro inside linebacker. Like,
multi-time all pro.
That Roquan Smith is a top two or three inside linebacker in all of the NFL. Cause I think Fred Warner is insanely good. That would probably be the only guy I'd say is better.
That man played on a broken foot last year.
There you go. So that's why that deserves number one status, but Roquan's right there. And so for me, how that situation came about, and it worked out for Roquan because they made him the highest paid at the time linebacker in NFL history. It just was so ugly and drawn out and just went bad. And it felt like a situation that didn't have to get there.
Problem with going back to the Chase Claypool, you would have sworn Ryan Poles traded for a fresh, brand new switchblade, but it ended up being a plastic knife, the kind that breaks when you try to cut stuff with it. You know, you ever get a plastic knife, it's like, and just snaps off. That's what Chase Claypool was. And that's not good at all. Second round pick, that's real capital.
Yeah.
I've seen Ryan Poles draft someone with a second round pick, and that person actually is good at football. I haven't seen that in third round much. But
yeah, Valus was a third round.
He was. So was Kieran Amagaji. Jury's still out on that. You get what I'm saying?
I hear you. I'm with you.
And so, yes, ugly. But you know what? Forget about that. Think about this. Kevin Warren said, you my man, 100 grand. Not 50, 100 grand. Listen to his assessment of Ryan Poles. This is from January 7th of this year.
Yeah, I think the assessment, we've made it clear. I trust him. And he is a hard worker. He's young. He's talented. He's curious. I think his greatest attribute, he's willing, as he did just in the press conference, to raise his hand and say, here's some things where he fell short. He's as hard on himself more than anyone could be hard on him. And he strives every single day to do the right thing. And I think one of the things in life I encourage Ryan and others is to be self-reflective, you know, which has been good. And I think that's one of the things that I've noticed throughout the season. I've noticed from the first day that we met and even up to this morning, you know, when we got together 6 o'clock this morning here early, is that he's reflecting on what he can do to continually be the leader that I know he is. And he will continually grow to be a great leader. And he's passionate about it. He cares. All those things really go into it. He's not here just all for all the accoutrements of being a general manager in the league. He wants to win. He loves this franchise. He's passionate about the Chicago Bears, and he's going to do everything he can.
I just never heard anything in that assessment from Kevin Warren that said, okay, but why is he still here? Tell me how it makes sense based on you just believing that he's going to get better. Like, there was no evidence that he was going to get better.
Very glowing remarks on January 7th from Kevin Warren. Maybe different if those remarks were on January 6th. It might have been a little bit more negative from Kevin Warren there. I want to get to the text line. Texter said Claypool was more of a spork. I think that's hilarious. Correct.
I mean, listen, 708 hits the nail on the head. I just don't understand why coaches and GMs need to have extra years in their contracts. A guy like Pohl should be on a prove it year. It's not like he's going to tear an ACL and suddenly he can't make trades. So why the need for contract cushion? Look, that was my initial reaction. It's like, oh, if he had 2 years left, why not just wait till this year goes by to make the decision? But they did a little bit of a peacocking job here. Yeah. Like, we're the Bears. We've got our team in place. Yes, they're aligned this time. And we've got our franchise quarterback. Let go.
I understand, and we talked about this with Robert. I understand the alignment part. And they have screwed that up for a long time here in Chicago.
So now they're beating their chest like, we got it done.
But you know what I always say when early in the season when everybody's like, oh, extend PCA. And I'm like, you don't have to. That's where I am with Kevin Warren. The Bears like, you didn't. Have to
wait,
do
you don't
this.
Have to do what?
They didn't have to extend Ryan Poles. You know when I always say like, oh, they didn't have to extend PCA.
It's different though. Here's the difference. The PCA thing is very specific because I'm like, the price is only going to go up.
Sure, fair.
With Ryan Poles, show me evidence the price is going up.
My thing was just always like, you're not forced to, like, he's not going anywhere if you don't do it right now.
Right.
So okay. That was my thing with Ryan Poles. It's like, yeah, if you wanted to, let's say the Bears have great success this year, because you already had the extra year that people didn't know about.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's what I was focused on.
If next year, or going after this year, you want to say, all right, we're going to line these brothers up so that they're in lockstep, then you could do it then. But yeah, it seemed unnecessary.
There are way too many people, as we continue this conversation about Ryan Poles getting the extension through 2029, there were way too many people on social media on Friday when this first broke, and we were talking about it on the Score Transition. It was myself. Who else was here? It was Luke and Ellis. Who else was with us? Justin Richards, right? Yeah, Justin Richards, and it was Layla. And the four of us were just like, okay, but what did you do to, from a merit-based standpoint?
Yeah. Like the All-Star game.
To earn this.
Where's the merit?
Are you Jacob Mizorowski? No, Jacob Mizorowski has done more, I would argue, as a baseball player, a pitcher, than Ryan Poles has done, because the good is balanced out with the bad and the ugly, as we just pointed out, and that takes him at a less than net neutral.
See, that's why I said earlier, they're putting a lot of blame on Matt Eberflus, as if he was 100% of the problems.
But also, if he's 100% of the problems, who selected Matt Eberflus as the head coach and who retained him as the head coach? It was Ryan Poles. That's part of your job as a general manager. That's all I'm saying. I understand if you want to give him a fresh start, which you clearly do. I get it. I'm just saying, let's not toot our horns before we've done anything on the field.
I might need a refresher. When they hired Ryan Poles to then hire Matt Eberflus, Kevin Warren had not been hired yet.
Right.
Correct? It was still old regime.
Yes.
And so my thing is, maybe this is Kevin Warren saying, yo, I'm going to line you up with Ben Johnson because this is your guy. When maybe the last time, maybe Matt Eberflus wasn't 100% Ryan Pace's guy. And I'm not trying to give him an out here.
That's his job. Right. That's his job.
I get you. But like, we know that old regime, they would put their finger on the scale for the personnel that they wanted.
Oh, no. Kevin Warren has his foot on the scale now.
Yep. It's me.
Yeah. It's me. Not to be confused with your thing that you always say on the show. Russell Dorsey, I'm Marshall Harris. We're going to come back and listen to some audio. It's an age-old discussion that has been had by many people. But I want to point out that this GOAT conversation that we always end up going back to at some point in a conversation with our friends, our family, whatever, it's not just you and me having this conversation. Everybody has the same conversation. Wait until you hear how one celebrity took it to another level. That's when we come back with more Raheem and Harris, Russell Dorsey, and for Layla here on 670 The Score.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
So we're back with more Rahimi and Harris. Russell Dorsey kind enough to sit in for Layla on this Monday as the All-Star break is in full force. We've got the National League starting lineups. And I don't know if you heard, but baseball is interesting because while Pete Crow Armstrong is in this MVP discussion, he's also batting ninth in the, for the National League All-Stars, which Russ says...
It doesn't matter,
it doesn't
bro.
Matter. It's fine. Even if he only gets two at-bats as opposed to three because he's way
also,
down
also, somebody had me... Called me a psychopath because I didn't have him in my top five statistical seasons.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't have a... It's going to sound
Go, go say it. No, say it. No, double down. Get him.
It's going to sound like PCA hate if I say what I say. But I'm sorry, but I'm not going to put a dude with a 302 on base in my top five statistical seasons this year, even if he has 25 homers and 25 bags.
And 70 RBI.
Awesome.
Okay, I was just letting you know.
I think PCA is a stud, but like, let's stop playing.
Kyle Tucker batting seventh. He's in the bottom third of the lineup, playing right field for the National League All-Stars. Home run derby tonight. We got a lot to talk about. But you know what? That age-old question. Who is the GOAT when it comes to basketball? Is it Chicago Bull legend Michael Jordan? Is it Kobe? Is it LeBron as he gets ready for season number 143? I don't know, but Russ's face says it all. If you're watching on Twitch, sleeveless Russ out here with thoughts. But hold your thoughts. Hold your thoughts. Because Jamie Foxx, who is a noted musician, actor, comedian.
One of the most talented people we have on the face of the earth.
On this planet.
Yeah.
He got to weigh in because somebody had a phone out and he was at his house with three other comedians and they started arguing about who the greatest basketball player is of all time. Take a listen as to how this devolves.
Michael Jordan, who's better than LeBron James? In basketball history, who better than LeBron James?
Nobody.
He said nobody. Who do you think?
Michael Jordan, for sure.
He said 19. He said LeBron in his top 20.
LeBron is a great player. He's in my top 20.
Is he in your top five?
Howard, that's
up there.
That's hard. I don't know.
Look at his face. You got into the top five of history.
In history? Not in history.
If you was a general manager, you wouldn't have a job on Tuesday.
2011, I would have in that Dallas
series. You would not have a job. You would not have a job. Dallas, he keep bringing up the Dallas series like a
Bronze thing. That was the shit when he choked.
It don't matter how much you yell. It don't matter how much you yell.
It doesn't matter how much you yell. I'm not even yelling. I'm just expressing myself.
It don't matter how much you yell.
The difference.
He's trying to sell the point. It don't matter. LeBron James blew the Dallas Mavericks. Well, Dwayne Wade blew it too.
How?
He said Dwayne Wade was better than LeBron.
D-Wade averaged 21 points.
And what happened?
They lost because LeBron averaged 17.
Well, why didn't D-Wade just win the game since you said he's better than LeBron James?
He walked him off and said, do something.
And what happened? It don't matter how much you yell. It don't matter how much you
I don't want to say the real reason.
Dwayne Wade, and I'm not scared of his phone. Dwayne Wade said at the end of it, the next year, I had to give the keys to LeBron James. You got the team, buddy.
Very humble of D-Wade. Very humble.
Very humble of D-Wade to turn over the keys to LeBron James and admit that he could not lead his team to an NBA Finals win. Listen. Jamie Foxx was 10 toes down. For LeBron James, my favorite part of that conversation, it don't matter if you yell, because my man was looked like he's about to blow a gasket talking about LeBron James not being top 20.
Yo, that the top 20 is cool. Like, I understand if you want to do y'all LeBron's two, Mike's one, Mike's two, LeBron's one. Say LeBron James, the NBA.
He said maybe 19. He said maybe 19.
He in my top 20. That's nuts. But hilarious.
It's disrespectful.
But this is why I told y'all a couple weeks ago, a month ago, we need to stop doing GOAT conversations, especially when it comes to basketball. Because
why is it the basketball?
You know what I think is a better conversation?
What you got?
I think what is your top 10 is a much more compelling conversation than who's the GOAT. Way better conversation.
But nobody cares about number 9 and 10. They care about the number 1.
It takes much more thought.
And it's not that they care about number 1 like in a vacuum. They're like, I want you to believe that the player I think is number one is actually number one. And if you don't believe it, I got to convince you. By the way, who's the best player of all time, Russ?
Basketball. I don't care. How about that?
Do you have an answer or no?
I feel like I have an answer.
Okay,
and
give
I've
it
said
to
it
me.
On the show before.
Okay, who is it?
But I think it's
I don't
a dumb
remember.
Argument.
Who is it?
I said it was Mike.
Okay.
But I think this is dumb. Well, now, asking me who my top 10 is, that's a much more
fun. We won't do that today. We'll do that another time because
it's better.
I don't have time to watch you try to go through and figure out who the numbers 6 through 10 are, because I feel like that's an exercise.
I can give you a couple highlights. Steph Curry's in my top 10 all time.
Are there any other active players in your top 10?
Steph Curry and LeBron are the two active players.
What about Danks?
I'm sorry, Johnny Danks does not make it into my top 10.
David Eckstein.
Earlier we told you we were going to give you some stuff. And now, if you're calling number 6 to the Score contest line, 312-644-6767, you'll win a pair of tickets to see Toto with special guests Christopher Cross and Men at Work on Saturday, August 9th at Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park. Tickets available right now at LiveNation.com. Again, that was Christopher Cross, not to be confused with Chris Cross. I just want to make sure everybody's clear on that because I don't want people mad at me. It's like, I heard Chris Cross. No, you heard Christopher Cross. And yeah, the GOAT conversations are hilarious. I love that. People are really negative about the whole Bears situation, including
They said TJ Edwards. They said, yeah, Marshall, TJ Edwards and Roquan's had the same stats over the last 2 years for cheaper.
Have they had the same impact? Are their defenses?
I would tell you no.
Okay.
So Roquan Smith, for everybody out there, has had over 150 sacks each of the last 2 years in 16 games. So he missed one season, one game in both seasons. TJ had over 150 in 2023. Yes, 2023. And then 129 in 2024. But he did have the four interceptions and then had four sacks last year. I think people are looking at the other things outside of the tackles and saying, hey, he was a more impactful player.
Only one of those players has been...
Like, they don't just name everybody an all-pro.
All-pro first team each of the last three seasons. Do you know who that player is?
It's Roquan Smith. They don't just give people that. This is not like what's the one everybody gets? Like, this is not like an all-star appearance.
Pro Bowl?
Yeah. This is like the Pro Bowl where they ask everybody. Like, All-Pro is across all 32 teams, we are naming two people at this position. And Roquan has been the number one selection each of the last 2 years.
It's kind of crazy when you think about it.
Yeah.
And the Bears could have paid him and kept him.
They just said, go away. And we'll take our, what, third-round pick? Second-round pick?
Sounds right. Either way.
It wasn't a first.
They haven't recouped.
It was a second or a third.
They haven't recouped Roquan Smith talent with that pick.
Have they? I was about to say, have they created Roquan in the aggregate with the combination of Tremaine Edmonds and
T.J. Edwards? No. Tremaine Edmonds had a down year. He's had a down career. All right. We're being told we have to go to break. So we'll do that because up next, I believe that's Jason Leisure and Lawrence Holmes. They're going to be hanging out with us. It's Transition. It's up next here on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.